He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live, definitely from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show 399, pretty close to 400. This week, I will be leaving probably Saturday or Sunday, not sure yet, and going to NAB, that's the National Association of Broadcasters, and I will be doing interviews both Monday and Tuesday. This time I'm not going to be streaming live. They are basically for a company that does not want to stream for a variety of reasons. We'll get into that probably next week. However, everything that we do at NAB will be publicized, and actually you'll see it up on our webpage. And to do that, clearly it's simple. You just go to our webpage, which is www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and all the shows, information, if you will, the interviews and things like that will be here starting probably Wednesday or Thursday of next week, and you'll be able to watch all that stuff while you're on our website. Click by email and put your email address in there, and you will definitely be getting a very nice newsletter each week for free as soon as the show is posted on Thursday, and that will contain a synopsis of all the things that we talk about, all the URLs which are hot linked, all the apps, the gadgets of the day, things like that. And last but not least, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I certainly welcome everybody's comments, questions, whatever it is that you may have. I will definitely try to give you an answer. And I definitely try to answer all my email. So there. This week we have an interesting gadget, and oddly enough, it's a very inexpensive gadget, but I find this thing absolutely functional and almost irresistible. And this is the iPow, that's I-P-O-W, I-P-O-W, the iPad tripod mount adapter. This is a really nice one, and it's very, very inexpensive. And you can pay a lot of money for these and get real, real good ones that are very, very expensive, or you can pay a grand total of $8.50 and get this one. Yes, it is plastic. However, this is the second model of this iPow tripod adapter mount. So what this will do is basically allow you to attach this piece, and there's two pieces here. This is going to be like a swivel mount, if you will, to mount your tripod, to mount your iPad or any other tablet that you have within reason. These are two pieces here. This one, and this is a little ball in here, so you're just going to snap that in there and then screw this on. Not too tight, because you want it to swivel. And at that point, you can swivel this any way you want, so you can go vertical or horizontal. It holds a lot of things, and that makes it real nice. What's special about this new Rev is on the back, there's a little dial, and it's either on or off. Let's call it open or close. So if I open it, all right, you can see it right here. I'm able to slide, and you'll watch this piece here. You'll see this get bigger. I'm able to slide this to hold a very large iPad, or reduce it down to hold a small iPad or any other tablet that you have. It will go pretty close to 12 inches. You can read up on that. Now, this is a small Kindle machine. Obviously, it's not an iPad. So I can just mount this in there. And let's close this up here. I only got two hands. And then when it's in on the back, I'm just going to tighten this. And that pretty much holds it. Now, you may want to go vertical with this. So you can go like this or you can go like this. It really doesn't matter how you do it. Also, we have another iPad here, which is slightly bigger. This is the iPad Pro, and I use this all the time. This has a case on it, and it's not that thick, but nevertheless, it's a case. So if I fold this back, I'm going to open this up again, like so, pull this out all the way, and now this will, as you can see, very simply locked in, and it holds it right with the case. I'm going to turn this one click to lock it in, and let me tell you, that is solid in there, and very easily I'm going to screw this tripod mount, if you will, the female, into, let's get this off here. I can screw this into any tripod or anything that has a screw that has the standard tripod screw thread, and now I'm able to go horizontal, I'm able to go vertical, I can tilt it up, I can tilt it down, and it does a great job of holding it. So I definitely like this one. It's definitely inexpensive. You can spend a lot more money and get a metal one or things like that that have spring loads. But for my needs, just to hold you know, your typical iPad or iPad Pro, this works real well. And they also give you some extra, I call them smoothies, but they're not. You're going to get some extra pads to put around the grips and in the back, if the ones that come with this, and you can see them right here, the pads, they're right here. Okay, you see the indentation there? There's rubber pads there, and obviously there's a rubber pad right there, and that's to keep everything nice, nice, no scratches, things like that. So I've used this quite a bit. It works real well. As a matter of fact, when I go to NAB, I'm going to take this and a tripod, a fairly sturdy tripod, with me, and I'm going to put my iPad right on that tripod, and when I'm sitting down, I'm going to have the iPad in front of me with a mic, and I'll be able to record my video and audio right onto the iPad. We will have some other devices there, some cameras and things like that, but when I need to go portable, as I'm interviewing different people, it's got to be quick, and I've got to be, you know, portable and on the go. So all I need now is a tripod, this device to hold it, and little bit of microphone apparatuses, and we'll show you that at some other time. And I'm all good to go, and I record, as I said, directly onto the iPad Pro. All right, so if you want to figure out what this actually holds, just go on the website, and it tells you this will hold pretty much everything. It will hold the iPad, the iPad Air, the iPad Mini. It will hold the Microsoft Surface, and that's a big screen, and it does a great job. Now, with those devices, you're not going to hold them horizontally. You have to put them in vertically, obviously. You'll figure that out when you get one. But not many of them will hold the Surface, and actually, it's most tablets. This does a great job. One thing I will mention, in case you're kind of thinking, well, I can use this for my phone. Your phone will not fit in this. It's just too big. iPal does make devices that will hold cell phones, and they're made similarly. So you can check that out if you want. But very, very pleased with this. You can see a lot of the shots for the various utilizations that you have. And really, folks, the your iPads, at least the ones that do 1080, do a great job for the audio and video. And there are several situations where I'll actually deploy that type of equipment to do our video recording. So there you go. And I hope that you like that. Now, here we have a picture of my backyard. And basically, the reason I'm showing you this is because last week we talked about the camera case that goes on the iCloud camera. So that is all hooked up, and that is now sitting in the backyard. It is live, and it's been there for a week, and I've had no problems. It's not very hot, but it's nevertheless, it's still there. And let's see if it heats up. It's supposed to get 95 next Tuesday. It's supposed to be 95 here, and we'll keep an eye on that, no pun intended. And now we are going to go into the apps of the day. This is a giant app. This is an operating system, in Zorin. And you can download this for free. With Zorin Desktop Environment, it's easy to just about anything with your computer. Zorin appearances let you change the desktop to resemble the environment that you're familiar with. Now, this is unique, okay? Whether it's Windows or the Mac or Linux, Zorin operating system has designed a way to fit the way you're used to using the computer, so you're comfortable with it. This is really, really, really nice. I just loaded it maybe 2 weeks ago, and I've run it through a lot of tests, and boy, I'll tell you, if you have a computer or certainly an old laptop or old desktop, whether it's Mac or PC, you may want to check into this because it's totally free. And what I like about it here, two things. One, it's rock solid and reliable, built on Ubuntu, which we've talked about. Xorin OS runs on the same open source software that powers everything from the United States Department of Defense to systems on the International Space Station. Now, you may be saying, well, why would they run Linux when they could run Windows or Mac? There's a lot of reasons. One, it's more stable, believe it or not. And two is right here, safe from viruses. Read it right there. You will not need to worry about malware or spyware using Xorin operating system. This is thanks to the Linux advanced security features, which help it make it safe from PC viruses. So if you are concerned about getting viruses, I'm telling you, and I've told you a million times, run Linux, run Ubuntu, or now test out this Xorin. You will be very happy. And if you load it down, let me hear from you and let me see how you like it. Also, they don't track your private data, so everything is nice and tight and tight. Compatible, flexible, accessible, blah, blah, blah. And you just click this button and download it. You select what platform you want to install it on. And away you go. You could sign up for a beautiful free newsletter. Now, one word of caution, so you don't flip out, because I told you it was free. When you click download Xorin, Z-O-R-I-N, your ultimate experience, here you go. It's going to tell you that it comes with some business apps, 20 fun games. As a matter of fact, some of the business apps contain a complete office suite. Yeah. So you get like Word, you get like PowerPoint and like Excel, not that particular name brand, but functional software that does pretty much the same thing for free. And right here, it says only 19 lira, and right here it says buy Xorin operating system 12.4. That's only if you want to buy it. It is totally legally free, but if you want to contribute, you can contribute whatever it is you feel you want to contribute. So don't let that fool you. It is totally free. All right, this next app of the day is something I think everybody at one point in time wishes they had or at one point in time will use. This is relatively new. It's called Firefox Send from who else? The people at Firefox. And what this is a free file sharing service, free. And if you've ever wanted to send a video or a photograph and it was a big one, you can't do it because there's file limitations pretty much to every email system that's out there. This for free will allow you to send up to a 1 gigabyte file. And if you sign in and sign up for a free account, it's totally free. You'll better than double that. You, instead of 1 gigabyte, you're actually able to send 2.5 gigabytes. So very handy. Firefox Send lets you share files with end-to-end encryption. So it's passworded, and it's safe to send anything or receive anything from the Firefox Send app as you desire. A link that automatically expires, that's kind of neat. So you can have the link last for 5 minutes or 20 minutes or pretty much you have five different selections that allow you to determine how long that link is active and keep your stuff private. So check this out. This will be in the show notes. It's at send.firefox.com. But if you get the show notes, you won't have to remember that. All right. The next one is a relatively new app. Finally, it's been upgraded. This app is free. You will get a couple ads now and then. It's not that it's so annoying, but if you've ever had a situation, and we talked a little bit about one of these apps last week, where you want to remove something from the program, I'm sorry, from the photograph, this does it in a snap. It's very simple to use. It is called Remove Object, Erase Unwanted Content from a photograph, and literally here's two people. If you want to erase them, you literally just take your finger, draw a line on it, wait maybe 2 seconds, if that, and they're gone. And it does a real nice job. Totally free. And by the way, this is available on both the Android operating system and the iOS, so you may want to check that out. Now, this is an editor called Pixlr, P-I-X-L-R, a great, totally free app to create collages and all kinds of special effects. This does a great job. Unlock your creativity with Pixlr. A free photo editor, capture any moment and make it beautiful with over 2 million combinations. 2 million? I don't know. That's a lot. 2 million combinations of free effects, overlays, and filters. Once you're done, you can share your finished work directly on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all those. Or you can save it for use with your favorite network at some other point in time. Very, very nice. Very, very high ratings. And if you're looking for an all-around general purpose photo app, this does a nice job. So check that out. Now, I know a lot of you are having problems sleeping. And if you are, you want to get this app. It's called Sleep Tracker. This is the fourth-ranked app for many years in under medical apps. So it's been around for a while, I think 10 years, but don't quote me on that. And it will set you back 99 cents. It's well worth it. But Sleep Tracker will basically track your sleep. It will improve your sleep. It will maximize your sleep efficiency. And you will wake up energized and ready to go. So you can read all about this. There's a lot of stuff it does. It will monitor your heart rate. It will monitor if you snore. And it will also tell you if you have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is one of the diseases of the day, du jour. And a lot of people have it and don't know they have it. It's a killer. It will take years off your life. So some of these apps are very good. And Sleep Tracker does a nice job. It gives you a ton of information. And for 99 cents, probably the best app out there in this category. So check that out. Now, we talked a little bit before about operating systems, and we'll talk again about it now. This is called the Opera Browser, and if you've never used Opera, this is totally updated, and it's pretty much the latest and greatest. It's fast, and it's very secure, and what's nice about this, it's available on all platforms, but this will provide you with free ad blocking and a free VPN, a virtual private network. So rather than buy a VPN, you may want to use this Opera, this new Opera browser, and it will give you, as I said, a built-in ad blocker that works quite well and also a free VPN. So this blocks ad for a faster browser. Opera's native ad blocking efficiency helps you get rid of the intensive and intrusive ads and loads your pages faster to streamline your browsing experience. Now we have added the option to eliminate a vast majority of your annoying cookies and privacy dialogues. That's cool. Now, another thing that's cool, free, unlimited, and built-in VPN. Improve your privacy and security with our built-in VPN service. In Opera, the VPN private mode and your IP address will be replaced with a virtual one to help you avoid unintended locations, identification, and information sharing. This will also give you a personalized news feed. It has an awesome night mode. It knows it's night, and it will kind of colorize your screen so it will help your eyes. Very, very nice app. Very, very fast. I highly recommend this. Check it out. Let me know what you think of it. Now, a lot of apps today. This next app is one of my favorite go-to apps. It's called Adobe Photo Express. This is 100% free, very similar to the Pixlr app that we just talked about. This probably is a little bit more intensive, and I think some of the features on this, at least in my opinion, are slightly more advanced so you can do more for free. So available for the iPhone, available for the iPad, and also available for your Android operating system. This is made by Adobe, folks, and as far as I'm concerned, they are the king of kings. They make really fantastic software, and you can pay a lot of money for this software, but this app for your smartphone is 100% totally free, and there's no ads on this. So 4.8 ratings. If you have to pick one app to do enhancements to your photographs, I would recommend that this be one of them, Adobe Photoshop Express. Very nicely done. Now, last but not least, all of us have routers. Hopefully you know what piece of equipment the router is. And they need to be updated fairly frequently. And if they don't update fairly frequently, one, they should. And two, you are leaving yourself wide open for all kinds of internet problems, hassles, and so on and so forth, spyware. You get the picture. What you want to do is log into this free website, routeripaddress.com. This site is fantastic. It's totally free. Essentially, you're going to go in there and find your router, and it's going to tell you what the latest and greatest software upgrade is, and you can search this by your router. You can search this by the brand, by the model. They have a blog which tells you all kinds of things, how to set up your router, how to do basic home testing of your router, and if your router isn't listed, you can click Add Your Router, select the brand, and it will go and find it and tell you everything you need to know about it. Fantastic, fantastic functional webpage slash app. You definitely want to use this, but it gives you such useful information. I'm just going to click on Netgear. It's from the United States. It gives you their homepage. And then you can go down and find what router, and obviously there's a ton of them, you actually have. And if you click on it, when you find your router, it tells you the release date, when it was first made. So if you're thinking of buying a router, you want to know, is this recent, a current model with all the greatest and latest, or is it an older model? I just randomly selected this. This was built in March of 2013. I probably wouldn't be buying this monitor because it's quite old. It tells you what the default address is, and many times if you're trying to do some troubleshooting, you're going to need to know what the default address is for the router so you can dial directly in it and do your testing. If you don't know it, it becomes a hassle. This site will tell you. It also tells you the default username and password. That will drive you out of your skull because you may be able to log into the router or try to log in, and if you don't remember the username and password, the default username and password, you're going to need it because you're not going to get in to make any of the changes. And it tells you if it's business class, Ethernet, firewalls, all kinds of things that you'll want to know. It also gives you recommendations on what routers are the best to buy. So please check this site out. You really do need to bookmark this. And once again, it's called routeripaddress.com. And I hope that you will look into that because it's something that, as I said, at one point in time, you're going to need that information, especially if you're buying a new router and want to look at reviews and what's the latest and greatest. That site will really help you out. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor, and I am going to be busy packing and testing out some gear for the rest of today and probably most of tomorrow before we shove off to the National Association of Broadcasters meeting in Vegas. So I will see everybody next Thursday. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.